It's your Day in Tech Yesterday, and it's brought to you by our friends over at DJI. Get yourself your own drone by going over to geekazine.com/DJI. Jeffrey Powers here. I welcome you to the Day in Tech History, a full rundown of technology history 7 days a week. Subscribe to the show via iTunes, Stitcher, or download right from dayintechhistory.com. Now let's find out what happened on this day, your day in tech history.
June 25th, 1974, Texas Instruments is awarded a patent for the TI-2500 data math microcalculator, which it applied for in 1967. 1981, Paul Allen of Microsoft proposes to Rod Black of CL Computer Products that Microsoft buy all rights to the 86 DOS for $30,000 plus free license to Microsoft's 8086 macro assembler and linker. Microsoft subsequently restructured to become the incorporated business with its home state in Washington, changing the name to Microsoft Incorporated. 1992, version 1A of the revision 10 of SynchroNet, which is a multi-bulletin board system software package, was released. 1997, the front page of the GeoCities free web hosting service front page was hacked. 1998, Daniel Chan in Australia was recognized as the first official purchaser of Windows 98. He received a package personally autographed by Bill Gates. And in 1999, Atari Historical Society is republished on the internet. Webmaster Kurt Vendel lost all the files when hackers erased the site, and he abandoned the hobby as a webmaster and until somebody came by and actually brought it all back together from backup tapes. And now this word from our friends over at DJI Technologies. The Phantom 3 has been released just in time for all your springtime flying. In both professional and advanced models, the Phantom is one of the most popular drones out there. And it can make you feel like a kid again, just like when you got your first RC car years ago. With video up to 4K, you can have fun taking overhead shots, aerial footage in parks or by the lake, or you can just fly over your house to see how many of your kids' toys ended up on the roof, or if your roof even survived the winter. I encourage you to go over to geekazine.com/DJI so you can get free shipping on that DJI Phantom, and it supports the Day in Tech History. Then go out to the park and have a ton of fun. Geeky fun with DJI. Now let's get back into your Day in Tech History. 2001, America Online announces that they had their membership had surpassed 30 million subscribers and that AOL 7.0 would be released in the fall of 2001. Also in 2001, the Cassiopeia BE300 is announced. It featured a 166 MHz NEC processor, and it would cost $199. Compaq announced that its Alpha processor technology, which was developed by the DEC before the merger with Compaq, would be made available to Intel. Compaq also revealed that it entered into a technology sharing pact to build the high-end computers with Intel. IBM announced, also in 2001, that they had developed the world's fastest silicon transistor. Based on the new technologies, computers sold within 2 years might run as much as five times faster than current models, which is Pentium 1 to Pentium 2 speeds. Sony released the Klee PEG N610C handheld computer, featured a 33 MHz Motorola Dragon Ball VZ processor, and cost $400. Sony also released the Klee PEG S320 handheld computer with a monochrome 160 by 160 display, 33 MHz Motorola Dragon Ball VZ processor, and 8 megabytes of RAM for $200. 2003, Intel releases 2.5 and 2.6 GHz Celeron processors. Price was $89 and $103. 2004, version 0.8 of Camino, the free open source GUI-based web browser based on Mozilla's Gecko layout engine and designed for Mac OS X operating system, is released. 2007, the first person starts waiting in line for an iPhone, which was released on June 29th. And NEC made an 8-megapixel sensor for the camera phones. And in 2009, it was a sad day as Michael Jackson passed away. The traffic over Michael Jackson was so great that it brought Twitter, Google search, and other sites down for periods of time. The biggest confusion, though, was about Michael Jackson being in a coma. Some thought his death was a hoax or a misinterpretation of the news. Twitter saw the traffic double between 10 p.m. and 12 a.m. once the death was confirmed, which was the biggest jump since the U.S. presidential election. Wikipedia also found it was constantly fixing Michael Jackson's page as the masses tried to re-edit the page for accuracy. It ultimately led Wikipedia to change their policy on locking down certain pages after an event happens. Also in 2009, at the same time, a hoax that Jeff Goldblum died in a tragic fall in New Zealand came out and, of course, was untrue. And President Barack Obama announced that Meredith Atwell Baker would fill the final FCC seat for his panel. 2014, Barnes & Noble announced its board authorized the spinoff of the Nook into a separate business. Google Glass upgraded to 2 gigabytes of RAM, making the device available to run on more robust programs. And Google also announced Cardboard, a way to turn your smartphone into a VR headset. You can build your own or just get a pre-made one starting at $21. And it's with a free app download. And that's your Day in Tech History. My name is Jeffrey Powers, www.dayintechhistory.com. All the show notes are over at wikizine.com, Geekazine's wiki. And of course, you can like the Facebook page and follow Twitter at Day in Tech Hist. Until tomorrow, take care. Day in Tech History is copyright 2015, JMP Enterprise, and geekazine.com.